A young local man's first brush with the law came with some serious consequences, a criminal record and a custodial sentence. Matthias Profor pleaded guilty to drug and weapons offenses Wednesday in a Sault Ste. Marie courtroom. The charges stemmed from a December 3, 2023 incident at an Albert Street West residence where city police responded to a noon-hour call about a break-in. Officers located a person, who matched the description of the suspect, nearby and arrested him. Profor, 23, was convicted of possession of MDMA, ecstasy, and methamphetamine for the purpose of trafficking and possession of a prohibited weapon, a flick knife, without a license. As well, he also admitted he was guilty of a third charge, carrying a weapon, a baseball bat, for a dangerous purpose, uttering threats. At the time of his arrest, city police reported the drugs had a street value of $2,700. Superior Court Justice Edward Garreau heard when officers arrested and searched the accused, he had 54 ecstasy pills, 21 grams of meth, the knife and bat. The Crown and defense jointly recommended a 9-month conditional sentence, which Profor will serve in the community, followed by 2 years probation. Federal prosecutor Lindsay Marshall said when police arrived at the residence, the accused and a woman had fled the scene in a red pickup truck. Officers located them at the station mall. The incident stemmed from comments the victim made about the quality of drugs he had purchased from the accused, who then threatened to kill him. During Profor's house arrest sentence, the Crown and his lawyer Leah Policicchio agreed that he should remain in his residence at all times. Given the nature and the quantity of the drugs, this is reasonable, Marshall said. They also concurred on the exceptions that would permit him to leave home. Policicchio told the court her client has no prior criminal record and was 21 when he was charged with these offenses. He recognizes the severity of the charges and his pleas show remorse. This is a one-off situation, the defense said. He's experienced what it's like to be in jail and doesn't want to be in again. For the last year, Profor has been employed and working 11-hour days. The sentence will allow him to continue working, Policicchio said, and sends a message to him and the community that trafficking won't be tolerated here. Garreau called the proposed sentence appropriate. Given his background indicates these actions were out of character and not consistent with him being a productive member of society. During his house arrest, Profor is permitted to leave his residence for medical emergencies and appointments, employment and counseling. He can be out on Sundays from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. to obtain the necessities of life. During his 24-month probation, he must take any recommended counseling and can't have any weapons. Garreau also imposed a 10-year weapons prohibition and ordered Profor to provide a DNA sample for the national database. As well, the drugs and weapons seized by police will be forfeited to the Crown.